And we welcome you to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, home to the New York Giants and home for Training Camp 2014. It's Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. Hello again, everyone. So glad you can join us. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look back at the Giants' first day of practice here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We'll also have a one-on-one interview with newly retired offensive lineman Chris Snee. We'll get you caught up on all the injuries and everything else, news and notes from training camp today. Joining me over this next half hour, a guy who's been through many a training camp in his day and a Super Bowl-winning punter for the Giants, Jeff Fiegels. And Jeff, when I say first day of training camp, what's the first thought that comes to your mind?
Excitement. Kind of like this show right now. Getting excited about it. You know, the veteran guys know what they're expecting, but the young guys, it's even more exciting for them because they're coming out on this field for the first time as a professional athlete, and a little bit nervousness, and it actually showed a little bit nervousness, these guys out here today, but I remember just the smell of the grass and just knowing that it's time to go, and you have that month off coming into this, and it really starts to get at you, and today's the day that they start everything off and just roll right through it.
Well, with the Giants having one extra preseason game, training camp starting a little bit earlier this year, they play in the Hall of Fame game against Buffalo. Now, all football coaches love when it's hot and humid, and today the high in East Rutherford was 91 degrees, and Jeff, we saw some players feel the effect of the heat and the humidity in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
It is. It's just an adjustment that you have to get used to. But, you know, it's 90 degrees out here, and guys, they don't have pads on. That's the scary thing about it. So I know Tom Coughlin's probably a little bit concerned with some guys going out here and not being in shape, if you will. But, you know, that's why they have all kinds of water around here and just hydrate and get ready for tomorrow.
All right. One of the areas of interest for the New York Giants is obviously the linebacker position. John Beeson solidified it last year. He was re-signed. The Giants went out and they signed Jameel McClain from the Baltimore Ravens, and he had to leave practice early, Jeff, with a foot injury. So already some question marks at the linebacking position for the Giants.
And not something you want to hear on the first day. One of your free agent acquisitions goes out with an injury. Hopefully it's not a seriousness one. But John Beeson's on the sideline. You know he's chomping at the bit. They're going to have to be very patient with him to get back in. So this gives an opportunity. You're going to hear it all kinds of throughout training camp as the younger guys get a chance to fill in when another veteran goes out. That's the time to shine.
Yeah, it was the left foot of Jameel McClain. Obviously, he'll go through the tests and the protocols, and the Giants will have more on that if there is more information even to share, obviously, when they practice again tomorrow. Well, the big news when the Giants reported to training camp on Monday was the announcement that Chris Snee would retire from the National Football League. Jeff, let's take a look at your former teammate, Pro Bowls, four of them, first team All-Pro, and just a rock solid anchor on this offensive line.
No question. The ultimate Giant, guy that played for 10 years, gave you everything he had, played through injuries, a leader amongst that offensive line back in 2007 that I was fortunate to be on that Super Bowl and with that great offensive line. Just a gritty guy, and more importantly, he led by example. Not a very vocal guy. And if you know Chris Snee, he was out there every single Sunday and giving it everything he had. Classic, and I just, you know, my hat's off to Chris Snee and his retirement.
Yeah, and Chris Snee, obviously the last member of that Super Bowl 42 championship offensive line. And Jeff, we take a look at that line that paved the way for so many great ground attacks. Chris Snee was the last guy left, and now they're all retired and done.
Well, you look at that graphic and all those players up there. Those guys, they played a lot of games together. They played together, and every one of those guys were awesome on the offensive lineman for the Giants. And listen, the best of luck to all those guys, and I'm sure they're doing well in whatever they're doing off the field.
Well, and coming up in our next segment here on the program, my one-on-one interview with Chris Snee yesterday when he retired. All right, that sets up competition for Chris Snee's spot along the offensive line. Who will fill the role at the right guard position? First up, Brandon Mosley, a third-year player out of Auburn, fourth-round draft pick in 2012. He got the first turn with the first team, but due to the heat, he didn't make it through the first practice.
Which, again, I tell you again, the young guy gets a chance to get in there. And, you know, Weston Richburg, a guy from Colorado, big, tough guy. He's playing right guard. He's going to is going to compete for this position along with John Jerry, who's nursing a knee injury, and he got limited service today on the field. So this opens up an opportunity for those other guys to get in there. And I saw a lot of Weston Richburg, and I saw a lot of things that I liked about him. Big, tough, strong, and very, very smart.
All right, one thing that you have to do is protect the quarterback's blind side. Will Beatty, coming off a bad year last year, plus an injury at the end of the year. 2012, he played well. Limited to start a training camp, but the Giants need Will Beatty to find that form from 2012.
No question. The 2012 season, we saw Will Beatty, what he could do. He got a new contract. Last year, he had struggled throughout the whole season. Then he breaks his leg, comes back this offseason, and he's having a little bit of problem with his endurance, he told me. I got the chance to talk to him. So it's just going to be slow moving, but that he's an integral part of that offensive line.
Good news for Giants fans. David Wilson cleared full go in practice. On this first day of practice, the Giants could use his explosiveness. When we come back on the program, though, had a chance to sit down yesterday and talk with former offensive captain and a Pro Bowler and one of the anchors to the Giants offensive line, Chris Snee, in our one-on-one interview when we return to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, right here on MSG.
Well, to me, I mean, when you put that uniform on, you're not playing for yourself. You're playing for all your teammates, for your coaches, the organization, the fans. I mean, it's more than an individual, you know, putting on a jersey and going out and playing the game. And you play with passion. You play for the team.
Yeah, I think Chris has done everything we've ever asked for him. He's been a great player. He's been a great leader. He's a warrior.
He lays it all out on the field for us each and every week for a number of years. You know, he's a guy that you can depend on. He's always going out there putting his best foot forward. Now, if I could be half the teammate he is, I'll be doing well.
And we're joined by Chris Snee, who announces his retirement. Chris, first of all, congratulations on a wonderful career.
Thank you. Thank you.
What led you to this decision? I know it had to be hard.
It was hard. It is hard, and it will be for some time. But, you know, when the Giants, first of all, I'm thankful for them for giving me the opportunity, you know, I sat down with them in February and March and kind of told them that, you know, I still had a fire to play. And, you know, for so long, things were going well, and I wasn't lying to people when I told them how great I was feeling. And, you know, my strength was increasing, my weight was increasing. But when I came out here to practice and to the OTAs, things start to hurt. And it hurt to punch. My hips started to hurt, and I wouldn't be able to help the team, you know, to the level that I expect of myself, but what they expect of me.
10 years, 4 Pro Bowls, 3 All Pros. What are you most proud of your career as a player?
For me, it's all about the journey. You know, when you start camp, and then that memorable playoff run, and you know the feeling that you have during those runs, where you know it's a special group, and the first group, that line we had was so great, and you know we loved one another, and still talk to this day, and you know we just took a lot of pride in what we did, and defeating of an undefeated team that was special for that reason, and then you know the second journey was you know for different reasons. You know, for me that took more of a personal thing. My boys were old enough, both of them were at the game, and fully understood what was going on, and to me that's special is that. Two of my three children watched me play and will remember, you know, what I did.
When you think about that team and that offensive line, 06, 07, 08, was that as much fun as it gets? Because you had that same core of five guys, and you guys, everyone knew you were going to run it, and you ran it down people's throats.
It was, and it was such a confident feeling when we took the field and actually spoke to the group that you know, at the end of last year I came in and I spoke to the line and just told them that's the feeling that you should have when you walk on the field is one with confidence and one that you know what your teammate is doing. You know, it was well documented that the left side was more verbal and Kareem and I didn't say much, but you know that worked for both sides. And you know the thing is we always knew that we had each other's back. And when you're able to run the ball, everyone knows you're running the ball and they can't stop you. To me, is a great feeling.
Is there one moment in wrapping up here that stands out for you? Just whether it's a play or just a moment with your teammates?
I think about the Super Bowls the most. You know, I feel like the first Super Bowl, just even though it was you know more of a upset or whatever you want to call it, but it just flew by to me. I didn't After the game, I felt like before I knew it, I was on the bus and I didn't get to savor every opportunity. But that second Super Bowl, for me, finding my family and just truly embracing, that's got to be it. Finding my family through the confetti and that one I took more time and I wasn't in a rush to get out of the locker room. I even took time to shave that awful playoff beard I had grown. So it was just tried to slow everything down, which I kind of regret I didn't do the first time.
You came in with Eli in 2004. What was it like playing with him and obviously working with him as closely as you did?
He's been great, and I couldn't imagine playing for any other quarterback. I mean, we went from, we came in the same year, but we're both very quiet guys, and, it took us a while before we kind of knew what pranks we could do on each other. We could kind of feel each other out, but, he's been great. He's a great quiet leader. Been more vocal the past year, but for me, he's a great friend and a guy I sat next to on the plane for every trip. And, out of respect, I called him yesterday before any other player and just to let him know. And he was the only player I called. But one of the first things he said was, "Who am I going to sit next to now on the plane?" I love the guy, and that's, I'd wear that shirt every camp. I Love Eli shirt. I don't know if you remember, but I still have it in my locker, and I actually saw it yesterday. And not going to lie, that brought a tear to the eye.
Chris, congratulations on
Thanks,
a brilliant
Bob.
Career.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's Chris Snee, who announced his retirement after 10 years with the New York Giants.
Well, we're going to take a look at the Giants' new offense under new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo and how it's shaping up. All coming up next as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG. Look at MetLife Stadium across the parking lot. It's Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Bob Papa along with Jeff Fiegel. So glad you can join us as we look at the Giants' first day of practice. And one of the real big stories here, Jeff, is the new offense. With Ben McAdoo being hired as the new offensive coordinator for the New York Giants, he comes over for the Green Bay Packers. The Giants have been running the same offense. Now this is more of a West Coast principal style offense. Talk about the differences between what Eli Manning has played in for 10 years and what will be different in year 11.
Well, I think first and foremost that Ben McAdoo has been groomed for this position. Even though Mike McCarthy was calling the plays in Green Bay, he had input for the plays that were getting designed and all that. So the difference between McAdoo and Gilbry is very simple. Gilbry's was trigonometry, and McAdoo is algebra one, okay? It's very scaled down. It's kind of rudimentary. Gilbry's system was totally about reading. They were setting the protection on the middle linebacker. There was timing routes. And then McAdoo is just get up to the line of scrimmage. You understand what you got. Not everybody has to be on the same page per se. They're going to be running their routes. Eli knows what they're going to do. The linemen are going to make calls and just run the play quickly and up-tempo.
Yeah, and isn't one of the keys here that in order to protect Eli Manning a little bit better with all the changes that there is on the offensive line to maybe get the ball out of his hand quicker as opposed to some more of those vertical routes?
Absolutely. And then the West Coast offense predicates itself on horizontal, quick horizontal routes. And in lieu of the running game, what happens there is you have the opportunity to sometimes take the defense and stretch them out, which then lends this opportunity for the deep vertical game. And now you got a guy like Beckham that comes in here with tremendous speed and cruise, and you can get the big play down the field.
All right, well, one of the components to any offense in order for it to be successful, and whether it was the Super Bowl team that you were on in 2007 or even the 2011 Giants, even though they were terrible running the football during the season, they ran it well the last two games of the regular season and throughout the postseason. Last year, once again, the running game was really a problem. So the Giants went out and they signed Rashard Jennings from the Oakland Raiders, former Jacksonville Jaguar. They need to get back to running the football more consistently.
Absolutely, and I think they have one in Rashard Jennings. He's a veteran. That was kind of missing. They brought Brandon Jacobs in here last year to try to give a little bit of veteran leadership to these young guys. But now you have a guy like Jennings who comes in. He's very durable. He doesn't turn the ball over much. He's had like three or four fumbles in all of his career. And so the fact is that he'll have that leadership. And then you get a healthy David Wilson into the mix. and an Andre Williams, their draft pick from Boston College. All those guys will contribute.
Yeah, and don't forget that the Giants also brought back Peyton Hillis. He's a guy that brings a rugged element to the running game.
Absolutely. And then not to mention John Connor and Hanoski, if he can stay healthy. You know, all those guys, there's going to be a lot of decisions to make in that backfield.
All right. Well, the Giants trying to learn this new offense under new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. It's a work in progress for everybody. Well, our own John Schmelk had a chance to talk with the Giants' new offensive coordinator about where this offense stands after the OTAs.
We've only had 12 practices versus the defense. So at this point in time, we're laying out the foundation. As we get moving forward, more of the adjustments and things like that will start to show up, and they'll start to show up with pads on. So we'll have a chance to see those up close and personal.
A couple items on a couple of the position groups very quickly. You worked with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. What has it been like working with Eli Manning here? A couple of Super Bowls, a lot of experience, and a very intelligent guy.
Well, Eli has been the consummate pro. He shows up to work, you know, every day ready to go, well prepared. He's a very humble player, a very humble man. For all the success that he's had in the past, to be able to put the work in that he's done in May and June, it says a lot about him. I'm excited for him to grow and to see him move on in this offense and have success.
You got a third-year wide receiver, in Reuben Randall, a first-round draft pick in Odell Beckham Jr. How are these guys adapting to the offense and the new types of things they have to do in this system?
Well, the offense, we're a work in progress right now. Again, 12 practices in. We're not where we need to be identity-wise, but the receiver room has done a nice job there. You know, Sean's doing a nice job with those guys, and Reuben's come on. He's been very productive, and I'm excited to see him grow.
Do you see the competition coming out in this group of tight ends, really an open competition here to see who becomes a starter in the fall?
You know, again, it goes back to, you know, the way you look at the backs. You know, they're running around. They don't have, you know, pads on, so it's hard to tell, you know, what that looks like right now. Kevin has them going in the right direction, and we're excited to see those guys grow. And we put the pads on. You know, it'll take care of itself there.
And obviously, same deal with the offensive line. You got to see him in pads. But mentally, I know the way the protections work are a little bit different than what's been done here in the past. Then again, you have a lot of new guys in the room that haven't been with the Giants before. Do you see mentally the chemistry building between these guys with the 12 practices under their belt?
Yeah, you know, they're moving in the right direction. They're working hard to learn, you know, a lot about each other and work together as a unit. We've added some nice pieces there, you know, via free agency and in the draft. It's a high character room. It's a hard working room. You know, the whole offensive room has been that way, and that's been refreshing.
All right, that's Ben McAdoo, the new offensive coordinator for the New York Giants. When we come back on the program, we're going to look at the offensive line. We're going to look at wide receivers. We're going to look at tight ends. We're going to zero in on the defense as well. Plus, we'll bring you our moment of the day. But as we go to this commercial break, it's always a lot of fun if you visit Instagram at NY Giants. And here are some of the Instagrams from earlier today as fans came out to watch the Giants practice for the first time today at Quest Diagnostics Training Center. And of course, you can go on the Giants Twitter page at Giants. Time for our top moment of the day. Eli Manning back to throw early in the Giants' first practice of the year. And Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, one of the reasons why they signed him, because he's got great skills on the football. And he gets the interception. DRC, part of that revamped New York Giants defense. As we welcome you back to Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess, right here on MSG. All right, Jeff Fiegels, we're going to look at the offensive line for the Giants. We talked about it earlier with Chris Snee's retirement. There are a lot of question marks here. This group as a whole, even though there's a lot of different players, have to perform better if Ben McAdoo's new offense, or any offense for that matter, is going to work.
Well, I think first and foremost, to me, the most important is the two tackles. You got Justin Pugh, who had a solid year last year. Now you got Will Beattie coming off an injury, so to get him healthy, those two guys are the veterans, if you will. Now you got the center and the two guards. Wide open positions. It's important for those guys to have chemistry early. I think it'll be easy for them, Bob, because of the McAdoo system, and it's very generic right now, but I think that coming in, they have a game in 2 weeks, and that's going to kind of the start of how they'll start to gel.
All right. One of the areas that the Giants went out and they addressed, but not in a big way like a lot of people would have expected, is the tight end position. Now, that tight end position has had a lot of success in the West Coast offense. We take a look, and once again, the Giants are hoping that Adrian Robinson can take his raw physical skills and then apply them on the football field to be an explosive player. They added Daniel Fells, and they also added Kellen Davis. But they're looking for something from one of these guys to break out.
Yeah, and last year we were hoping that Adrian Robinson was going to show some promise. He got healthy, got in the game, and got hurt and went right back out. Larry Donnell got a chance to get in there. He got hurt. So now they're looking for one of these guys to stand up. And obviously this position and this offense is completely different than what Kevin Gilbride's offense had the tight ends do in that system. These guys are going to get a lot of passes thrown at them and have a lot of responsibilities to block. And now, you know, you get a Kellen Davis from Seattle, an experienced guy. You just never know who's going to step up.
Yeah, and the Giants going to also need those tight ends not only to get downfield and make plays in the passing game, but obviously block to fortify the running game. Let's talk about the wide receiver position. Victor Cruz, we know that he's the guy that's going to produce game in and game out. So much expected of Reuben Randall, Giants second-round draft pick from a couple of years ago. He was in the moment of the day, it felt like, every day last year. But then inconsistencies during the season.
I think that you know, in that sophomore season, if you will, where he comes out and he really has to understand the game. It's tough for a young guy to do it. Now having to learn a new system again, you're hoping that the simplicity, and I keep calling it simplicity of the West Coast offense, but I think it is a lot easier for the receivers to run. And hopefully Reuben Randall will buy into this system and be productive early, because this is an explosive receiving core with Cruz, Beckham, and Reuben Randall.
Well, Reuben Randall will be pushed and will be tested here as Eli Manning looks for more weapons with the departure of Akeem Nicks. Let's talk about Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants' first-round draft pick this year, also out of LSU. One of the things about him coming out is the fact that he's a very good route runner. What do you expect from a rookie in this offense as opposed to the previous offense?
Well, from him, I expect big things, because the fact he comes from an SEC program, he comes from a big-time offensive juggernaut up there at LSU. And the other thing, too, he comes from a football family. His dad played football. He has great knowledge of the game. He's a very smart guy, and he's a good kid. So I think he'll learn the system quickly, and he's a first-round draft pick. You got to have him in the game.
All right, I know we haven't talked much about defense, but we always know that the Giants have had excellent pass rushers when they've won. You could talk about the changes on the defensive side of the ball, but the Giants need Jason Pierre-Paul to regain the form of 2011 and 2010.
Well, he takes over that position, if you will, from Justin Tuck. You know, he's the leader of that defensive line, and you got DeMontre Moore now going to come into his second season. Got to look for things out of him, and then you got Kiwi, and then on the other side, you got the new guy, Robert Ayers, who is another veteran. So those are your four key guys, and JPP's got to be the veteran and the leader of that group.
All right, that leads us to our Twitter question of the day, and you can follow the Giants on Twitter, @Giants, and it comes from @AJMarshall3. DeMontre Moore, we saw him really good on special teams. Is he going to have a breakout year in his second year?
I think he will, two reasons why. Number one, it's his second year. I think he learned a lot from being a rookie. It's tough being there. And number two, I think that it's time for him to just, he's going to get maybe some starts in preseason and try to get a lot of reps. And I think he's got the talent to do it.
Well, those are some of the question marks that need to be answered this year for the New York Giants. Make sure you check out MSG each and every night on the nights that we have Giants training camp live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus, your home for the New York Giants. Tomorrow night on the program, I'll be joined by former offensive lineman Sean O'Hara. I think we'll be digging into the offensive line a little bit. Jeff, we really appreciate the time tonight. For our entire crew, we hope you've enjoyed our first edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center here on MSG Plus. We'll see you again tomorrow night.